Episode 55.
Why you stupid?
Self-destruction.
You headed for self-destruction.
Who sang that song?
It was a few people, but I think it was led by KRS-One.
Okay, really?
You hit self-destruction. You headed for self-destruction.
Why do I not remember who sang that song?
It was a lot of artists. It wasn't one.
Okay, it was started with KRS-One.
It was KRS-One. It was Miss Melody.
It was like a We Are the World, but a rap part. Wow. Right. Okay, then. Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. So we got Nephew on the show. We got
Nephew.
What's happening?
You look.
We got a guest on the show.
He really.
You
know what I'm saying? So we're going to stop. I was just going to say we're going to slide right into this. Pause.
Pause. Hey, real quick. KRS-One, will y'all put him as far as like top rappers of all time?
Top, I think he's top three, top five. I'll put him in my top five. Yeah. Content wise,
I would say top 10.
Content wise,
yeah. I mean, a historian,
yeah, I would say top 10. I think like lyrically, he like
it was different lyrics back then.
Yeah, but like he's hard though. Like you know, like lyrically, he's one of the hardest out there.
Can he transition to today?
I put it like this.
I think if he had toe to toe,
no music, no nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go against you. You go against me for about five minutes.
KRS-One?
It's going to be hard to beat KRS-One.
He can go toe-to-toe with anybody, lyrically, like battle rapping.
That's going to be hard.
But the transition into today's music, I don't think.
Right.
Because he's still kind of underground.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah.
And that's all from that self-destruction. This episode 55 season. So I have the opportunity for my birthday. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Coach Rick.
We're doing this. I appreciate y'all. So we're doing this. It's End It Now. This group reached out to me called End It Now.
Mm-hmm.
They are a group associated with, they stop the violence. They geared towards stopping human trafficking, that type of stuff. Like, seriously. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so that's why they named it End It Now. So it's the title of everything. And under that is like you said, domestic violence, any kind of violence, violence in the street, whatever it is, you know. And so,
so that's how we got the title.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, wow. Coach, that's the second time that happened. We forgot how we got that.
That's where we got self-destruction.
And that's really a good title because, wow, aren't we self-destructing
right
there?
Right.
So I get to be a part of this Stop the Violence program, community action movement today, which we talk about that a lot. Yeah. Which we want to try to get involved with on the show,
sure.
Like be on set. Like I think that any good podcast should touch the community in some type of way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here
right.
we are. I get the chance to do this. Me and DJ Swill. Shout out to my DJ Swill on the 1 and 2. We're going to be there from, it starts at 10. It's going from 10 to 3. But we're going to be there from 12 to 3. So pull up if you want to Cathedral Square, 10 o'clock. You feel me? Well, this will be late. Shout out to y'all anyway. We had a chance to do it. So yeah, so that's what we get. We get a chance to do that, man. And you know what? Like I was telling you, Coach, off air, to be able to do something like that on your birthday, like, you know, and Nephew, you know about that too. That's honorable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You count that as honorable. And you don't do it. You don't do it because it's your birthday. You do it because it's honorable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to do it on your birthday.
Right.
So, you know, that's huge.
Thanks. Right. Right.
So give us our theme music.
Give us our theme music.
You feel me? Yeah. Man, I get to record on my birthday.
That's a
twofer. Yeah. Welcome to On and Off the Field, a sports podcast with a purpose. I got the only field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Steel Nation since 1976.
And you got the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. Guess who else we got?
What's happening, man? It's your boy, Big
Cass,
the Woods, this podcast.
Hey, we're no longer a sports podcast.
Okay.
We're a podcast with a purpose.
A podcast with a purpose. So you know what? I had to get that right.
Because we're more life than
y'all
sports.
See how we fine-tuning this.
So we're going to shift gears online in our categories.
We're a podcast with a purpose. Because we cover more than sports.
There's way more than
man.
Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's our new.
But we still on and off the field.
Our new artwork is going to come out. It's going to say On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose.
With a purpose.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
We growing. Adulthood.
We adulting.
Shout out. Yeah, we adulting. All right. Press segment. Victims right. of crime and war of terrorism.
Yes.
So we've been seeing that. Have you been? You watch CNN a lot, don't you?
I watch, you know, a few different newscasts, and it's always there.
Okay.
But you don't have to watch the news and know that there's that, right. violence and killing that goes on. So
it's
there's
everywhere.
People that deal, the people that you don't hear about are the people who have to deal with the loss, you know, of someone
right.
like that. That's, right. you know, due to violence.
Yeah. Nephew, what you got? What's your take on that?
It's sad, man. So like, I can't remember if it was this week or last week. I think it was last week. It was a high school coach in Birmingham that got killed. In the apartment,
wow!
You know, he was messing around with a young lady. Boyfriend came home,
wow,
and killed him. But he was married with kids,
wow.
And so, like, when you hear stuff like that, you know, immediately they go to the cheating piece of it. But it's like, yo, like that wife yeah. and that child, they got to deal with the fact that they person is gone,
yeah,
and gone in that manner, right?
Right.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah. So, like, it's like that piece that's. That bothers me, and that like I feel for them because they having to live with that,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
And sure. I think just over here recently, I don't know if it was Daphne, the man killed his wife and kid, and then killed himself.
Yeah,
I mean, Daphne. Right, I mean, Daphne.
Yeah,
I would imagine that this you could happened. Take what you just said and place it in any news station in America, and they will be reporting about the same thing,
similar
right. thing,
right? So, man, prayers up for families and victims, man, of that's attached to this, any kind of tragedy, man, domestic violence, whatever type of violence, you know, just acts of war, terrorism overseas, wherever, any soul. I just, you know what, that's the safe thing. I just pray for every soul
that's
been touched and affected by that, man. We just send our prayers and love and hugs and, you know, thoughts and of awareness towards y'all, you know, real talk.
Yeah.
Podcast with a purpose, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yep, yep. All right.
So I'm at the airport picking up the general this week, you know, and the guy, walks up to me. I'm not even looking his way. You know,
hey, man, you might picking up some VIPs, huh? I'm here picking up some Filipinas. I just take them to the boat and stuff. You know what I mean?
So he's an unseasoned chicken.
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
deep. With the slang there.
Slang and everything.
Okay, go ahead.
And them Filipinas, boy, they come a lot. A whole bunch of them come off that plane last time I
Filipinas?
Said Filipinas. That's what he called me, Filipinas.
But anyway, I drove General Henri,
okay.
who was made known famous really because of his leadership with Hurricane Katrina.
Okay.
And he was here speaking, and I got a chance to hear his speech, and this was what I took away from it.
Okay.
Three rules of leadership.
Okay.
He said, do the routine things well,
mm-hmm.
embrace the impossible, and change. And he said, look, if it ain't broke, then break it.
What?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. He said, if it ain't broke,
then break it.
He said, you have to embrace change. He said, without these three things, these are three things, right, that you need for leadership.
That's nice.
That is fire.
Yeah.
That's heavy, dude.
Yeah. He was a nice guy. He's cool.
Real? How old is he?
78.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He wise.
Yes.
That's wisdom, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's heavy right there. Yeah. I'm going to put some of this stuff on. I told you, I put this stuff on Facebook. For real, dude.
Hey, welcome to it,
Let's laugh a little bit.
Let's laugh.
All right. These are our class clown segment. What do you call a threat of violence posted on a bulletin board?
What?
Under attack.
What?
Rednecks prefer their beer like they prefer their violence.
Okay.
Domestic.
Violence is never the answer. Unless the question is, what do you have if you have more than one violin?
Did you get that?
A blonde started blowing truckers at a truck stop.
What?
And made $400.25.
What?
Who paid the 25 cents?
All of them.
Come on. Next one.
When you think about it, all right. When you think about it, a vagina is a lot like a university.
How?
Some are prestigious and some are easy to get into.
All right, two Catholic priests are pulled over, and as the police officer walks up to him, he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. We're looking for two child molesters." And the one priest looks out at the officer and goes, "We'll do it."
Oh no, bruh. That's dark.
Dark. That's dark. Dark humor.
All right, well, let's stay there. If a Muslim beats his wife, would it be domestic violence or child abuse?
Oh man, dude, that is bad, dude.
What did Roman say after a lion ate his wife?
What
did the Roman say after a lion ate his wife? Gladiator,
bro.
Third is short. All right, football season.
Football season's here. Yeah. Ooh, I'm ready. Bruh. I watched a game last night. Did you see it?
Which one?
The high school.
Yeah. Well, we watched Saraland.
No, I watched American Heritage and St. Joseph. St. Joseph from Philly. Heritage from Miami.
We watched Saraland and
Jackson.
Okay, that's a good game, too.
Yeah.
They pulled away from him. Right Dude, let's talk NFL real quick.
Okay.
Dude, particularly the New York Giants.
They Jackson have, Dart. He'll be the quarterback. He'll be the guy.
Dude, they got three starters.
Yeah, their quarterback is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Russ can start anywhere. Jameis can start anywhere.
What you don't Dart want is ready, dude. Well, Dart ain't ready yet, but give him a couple of games to get into it as a starter now.
Right.
Let him start, but then he'll grow into that. But you don't want Russell or Jameis to have to play a whole season.
No.
Two, three games. Yeah. Come in for two, three games.
Yeah.
And that's what.
That was the whole reason.
Right.
Dart is a beast.
He's
beast.
He's tough, like man. Yeah. He's tough. Mm-hmm. But it's funny that a lot of people were thinking that quarterback room was going to be like terrible because of Jameis and
it would be
Russ.
Terrible if they were the starters.
Yeah, but it's like those three together.
Jackson Dart made it a better room by being the starter. Those two could be backups.
Right.
Now you got a good room.
Right. Right.
But if you got Winston as your starter, good luck.
Hey, man.
If you got Russ as your starter, good luck. Because I dealt with that last year.
Jameis led the league in yards, touchdowns, and interceptions in one season.
Right. That's how wild crab legs.
You're talking about the highest of the highs and lows of the lows.
When he on, he on, but when he off, he's right there.
Yeah.
So how about the Steelers, man?
I'm optimistic. I'm a fan, man. So I'm just gonna cheer
take
for
Aaron,
him.
Take Aaron.
I hope he will do well.
He's not gonna tear his meniscus from the first play.
I'm gonna be optimistic.
Positive.
You know, they say the mind, if you believe it, will it. You can, you know. So I'm going to say the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Aaron Rodgers is taking us to the Super Bowl this year.
Wow, that's
mark that.
My mind is telling you.
That's a hot take.
A hot take.
We got to include that, dude.
That's a hot take.
All right, huddle up with her.
All right.
All right. Did you know the Jets got their name because they played at Shea Stadium, which is actually near LaGuardia Airport?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. New York Jets.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get the connection. Because of the Shea Stadium Jets Airport. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right next to an airport.
That's crazy. So they the Jets.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Come on, Rick.
Blue bag.
Dilly.
Self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. Self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction. Look, what did that song do for you when you heard that? Did it amp you up?
Yes. It for me, just seeing all the, that was the first time I actually saw all of them do like that. Well, you call it We Are the World.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You had all the different rappers of the time, and they were doing that.
Nephew, I don't think you were even born when it was.
I'm going to say that was before my time.
Yeah, that was before his time.
Yeah, y'all were rapping, and I was like, oh, that's what's up.
He's like, oh, that's what's up. That's
what. Yeah, watch the video.
I will. Yeah. I'll go and check it out. Because when you say we are the world for rappers, it's like, oh, that's intriguing.
It's a bunch of we are the world for rappers.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the best way to put it. That it is the freaking we are the world for rappers. And that just came to me.
Bible mysteries.
All right.
Last week, a black guy drove past me and just mean mugged me. With a psalm, as he passed by, license plate said Psalm 17.
Really?
Yes.
But he mean mugging.
He mean mugging me. What is Psalm? I did not look.
Hold on.
Do you even know?
Not right off. Okay. But I want to, yeah. Hold on. This is how we do on a podcast like this.
He mean mugged me.
Okay, let's see what Psalm 17 says. Matter of fact, a prayer of King David requesting God's divine protection and vindication from his unjust enemies who are focused on worldly wealth and seek to harm him. So Mr. Mean Mug with the Psalm 17 license plate tag, you actually had the nerve to be mean mugging, but you need God's divine protection and vindication from unjust enemies who are focused on worldly wealth and seeking to harm you, sir. You're not going to get anywhere like that. Those prayers are unanswered.
Facts.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's what
I thought
too.
People have the what is it? The fish? What is that on the back? The fish on the back? The Christian?
Right.
Yeah.
Sign,
Yeah.
That people have WWJD wristbands on.
Right.
And won't never ask what he would do,
and will curse you out.
They don't never ask what Jesus would do.
Right.
They never stop and say, "What would Jesus do in this situation?" So I say, "You gotta have. Hold on a second. I'm going to go check with Jesus and see what he do." All right, blue bag music. No, that was it. Bobby Mister, look at your neighbor. That's where we at, man. Listen, long night last night.
Yo,
long night. There you go.
Oh man.
All right. During the civil rights movement, many African American activists adopted a strategy of nonviolent resistance to confront and overcome the systemic violence of segregation and racism. Those are the pictures we saw where when they had the water hoses and the dogs on them.
Well, all of that. I mean, that was just one instance. That's just one instance.
Yeah.
But the talk, though, obviously, is the choice is the move.
Right.
You know, to not be violent.
Okay.
You know, which the problem today is that we're more violent towards each other
than we are toward the
than they were ever towards us.
Toward. Okay. That's true. That's true. So it's hypocritical. Seasoned chickens are hypocrites.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we march, you know, for one thing, but then the thing that we should, you know.
Well, we need to be focused on something different.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I agree with that, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
Chess segment.
All right.
They always ask yourself, and this goes to nonviolence, what is the better move?
When you say what?
What is the better move
between
anything? Anything that's going on in your life? What is the better move?
Oh, that's what's the better move to make?
To make.
Okay.
Right before you get ready to make your chess move, you ask yourself, what's a better move?
In life.
In life.
Mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's so, a good.
In nonviolence, you say,
what's the better move?
Mm-hmm.
No, instead of being violent, your next move could be nonviolence.
Right.
That could be the better move.
Well,
or you could be nonviolent. You say, I'm gonna get your ass.
I was just saying, I'm gonna take these licks.
I mean, nonviolence is the better choice,
right?
Always,
sure.
But it sure don't look like that.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's why it requires a certain level of strength and. Intellect and
you know
control
that.
And
Yoda,
discipline.
Can Yoda sneak in here right quick?
Sure.
Yoda. Know he heard it. So when Jesus was before Pilate, when they arrested him and they brought him before Pilate, so they say to him, Pilate say to him, hey, don't you know I got power to do whatever I want to you? you know, I'm the man. And the Bible said Jesus looked at him and said, you know, you really don't understand. Like, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, you're right. You got what you got. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, but just know, if it was, he said, you know. He said, plus I got more than 12 legions of angels that's waiting on me to call them, and they'll rip all y'all to shreds. They'll stop all this. And he's sitting there bloody when he told Pilate that. He chose nonviolence. But from the looks of it, it didn't look like it was in his favor.
Right.
But his act of nonviolence saved all of us.
Nonviolence is not weak. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Nonviolence is not weak.
And it took power for him to not.
Nonviolence is not weak.
It's not.
It's not weak. It's very easy to strike someone.
That's the, like, the misconception of what strength really looks like.
Right.
So, like, we think that when somebody, you know, bucks and, like, it is violent, that's power.
That's not.
And strength. But we really, the strength really comes from those that can control,
control when
to use it and when to be, you know, use that. So, yeah.
So, a lion, I saw a lion break a hyena's back. Mm. Once he left that hyena and broke his back, one of his cubs wandered off with the same jaw he picked him up but didn't do nothing to him. Mm-hmm. He had power and he took under control.
Right.
That's real. That's real king stuff right there. Right. So I was like, that's the same jaw.
That's fine. That's fine, man. That was good, dude.
That was good, man.
That ripped from a chess move. See that? Mm-hmm. All right. Business ventures. Nicholas Perkins has made history as the new owner of Fuddruckers. Right. Really?
Yeah.
Acquiring the brand for $18.5 million. A graduate of Howard and Fayetteville State. He was once a top franchise and now owns a top franchisee and now owns all 92 locations.
That's awesome.
He just took over Fuddruckers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out.
That's a boss move.
Boss move.
The sex doctor.
And they hand it to me.
Yeah, let's you go ahead and run that one.
All right. And consensual. What?
Sadomasochism,
or S&M pain, or humiliation is a consensual aspect of sexual expression, distinct from abuse or aggression. It is often a means of building trust and intimacy between partners. I don't see how that's the case. The presence of consent is the key factor that differentiates S&M from sexual violence. Basically, hey, yeah, you have permission to, you know, do this freaky stuff to me and smack the hell out of me. And because I'm telling you that you have, like, this opportunity to smack the hell out of me and whip me and tie me up and embarrass me, most likely naked, that means that I trust you.
That is,
and
this
is a very intimate act because I give you permission to smack the hell out of me and
smack it, dress it.
Yeah, basically what that is.
Yep.
Yeah, nah. First of all, I can't have you do anything to me that I can't pronounce. So, you know, like, we're gonna start there. We're never gonna do this because I'm never gonna give you permission to do it.
I don't think pain. That's another level. Like when you say, "Oh, pain," you know, mm-hmm. hurt me. No,
right.
I don't. That takes me away mentally.
There's obviously different levels, you know.
I remember this comedian, this female comedian said, she said, ladies, she said, next time he grinding and doing his thing, or think he is, and say he ain't hardly doing nothing, she said, I want you to grab him by his shoulders, pull that man close to you, get in his ear, and boo the hell out of him.
Imagine if somebody, coach,
imagine if you sitting there, like, you know, imagine that.
That'd be so demoralizing.
And then she pull you and say, boom.
Yeah. At that point, it's time to go. You sitting over there giving the gold, good old college try. Sweating profusely.
He said the college try.
You sweating profusely, giving it all you got.
And she turned around and boom, boom. Right.
I'm like, uh-uh.
All right. Comics and cartoon segment. Grand Theft Auto. I played that. You mean the game, right?
I mean, think about the effect that game has had people that don't have guidance.
Right. They start thinking it's real life. They think you just run around the city.
That changed the game.
With a gun and running the restaurant.
The first time I saw it, I remember the first time I saw that. The guy got carjacked and we popped him in the head.
Oh, wrong grade that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we pick and choose our violence.
And that game made billions of dollars, bro.
Billions.
Trust me.
Billions.
Two times up.
Billions. So, well, I mean, what do you think Hollywood's impact on violence
is? Huge. Listen, Steven Seagal alone got the Crips and the Bloods banging.
John Wick.
Yeah.
That I can't remember that English guy, Colin Firth. That was some sort of spy movie. He was a killer, but he must have killed like 100 people in one scene, in one room.
What's the movie they made off of the cartoon where they killed his whole family? He came back and killed them. Had the skull on his. The Punisher.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, he slaughtered. Like, that's a
Rambo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You chose first blood. Not me. You drew first blood. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Adrian. If you can change, then I can change.
Hey, woman.
We all can change.
You can't win, Rock. Get up, you bum. Mickey loves you. Speed. We need speed.
Share with your eyes. St. Louis remains the city with the highest murder rate. Wow, in America. And still considered murder capital of the United States.
Detroit was up there. Memphis.
Birmingham went up.
Birmingham. Birmingham was actually in the top 10 also. But the top five, I think, was Memphis, Detroit. I think Cleveland. Cleveland was the other city.
Nephew, tell us a little bit about Birmingham. 5 points.
I would say which part?
5 points.
It could be a really cool place to be or a really bad place to be.
Yeah, right. You know? I was going to say the same thing.
I mean, I've been there when it was lit. You know, we had a good time.
Right.
What was the roughest part of
Birmingham? Inslee.
Wow.
Yeah, don't get called in Inslee or Fairfield at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be bothered with it. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I stayed on the south side, though.
Okay.
So.
Wow. See? That's crazy.
Gotta know where to go. All right. Load a martini. All right. How does alcohol or drugs initiate violence?
Could they? I think that, again. So watch this. Again, it just came to mind. Wine is a mocker. Beer is a brawler. What does that say to you?
Right.
Wine is a mocker. Beer is a brawler. If I said that to you, what do you take from that?
I took what I remember in college when I drank certain alcohols. I felt very aggressive. You know, I felt like I got beer muscles.
Like it was mocking you.
Well, you just
being mocked.
Yeah,
right.
It can initiate it. I believe
Hennessy will tell you anytime.
Hennessy, yeah, dark liquor.
Somebody ready to fight. Like all of them trying to play you in here. Every single one of them. Every single one of them try to play you in there. Every single one of them. Like it's 50 of them. And it's going to be like, you can take them all.
You see that dude over there? You can take them all. No attention.
You right see that now. Guy right over there not paying you no attention? He looking at you. He talking about you.
Right now. All of them. You can take all 50 of them out right now. That's what Hennessy will tell you. Hennessy will tell you that all the time. So I stay away from Hennessy. And I stay away from people that drink Hennessy for that same reason. Because if you drink Hennessy, you a fighter. I don't know if I want to roll with you. Dude. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Edible, eatable, eat segment.
All right.
You ever been in a food fight?
I have.
You ever been in one?
Yeah, high school.
I had a
high school.
I had an aunt that made me a cake, but it was, she played a joke on me. It was actually cornbread.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But Cup made it, you know, into chocolate cake. Oh, so I bit it like it was cake, the yellow moist cake, but it was a thick cornbread cake. Mm. And so we started throwing the cake around, and so that's, I started a good food fight
with the corn. Okay,
I started with the cornbread.
I've never been in a food fight. Crazy enough, never been in one. All right,
embarrassing moments.
Oh boy,
have you ever lost a fight?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Have you ever lost a fight?
No. But I got lucky. He was tagging me. He was quick. Marzette was his name. He was quick. You know, I was.
This was so funny because he went there.
Went there,
you
dude.
Saw him look off
the pistol. Saw his face. Y'all should have saw his face. His whole face changed.
He was quick,
his
man.
His whole face changed.
He was popping me in the mouth and the nose. And I said, oh, just out. Every time. And I hauled off and I caught him and knocked him down. That was it.
Oh, my goodness.
But technically, he had way more punches than I did.
He just got the one.
I got the one.
He got
one,
the
good
one.
Yeah.
Got the one.
But he was tagging me.
Yeah. The one that I lost, I was in middle school, and I underestimated the cat, man.
Really?
Yeah.
He and got you now.
Oh, man, he did. I was like, man, you ain't going to pop out. Oh, oh, oh. He jumped on me quick, man.
Oh, my goodness.
He jumped on me quick.
Well, look like, here. You ain't go back like Coach though. Coach went deep. You see,
he said
Marzette.
Yeah, he said, man, he was fast.
Man,
he was fast.
He was putting them over.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he was quick, man.
He outpointed you.
Yeah, he did
on the scorecard.
You know,
it was a karate tournament.
Oh,
it was karate. Oh. We was a it was a meet. So I never even knew this cat. And you know what I'm
but
saying?
But he never forgot him.
Man. He come up there. Little dude, man. I'm saying, I'm finna kick this.
Hey, when you get hit like this, it's like you seeing fireworks. It's just like beam, just like.
Hey, so whoever put that stuff on TV must be put up there what they saw.
All right. That was life experience.
Life experience.
They experienced that in life.
Right. Red flags.
Red flags.
All right. If I'm on nephew, do the red flag. Do that red flag. All
right. Red flags.
At the bottom, nephew.
If the person you're driving with starts acting like Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady, which Wayne Brady though?
The one that Chappelle.
Oh yeah, we got to go.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Is Wayne Brady gonna have to
nephew you snitching? Nephew you snitching? Nephew you snitching? We got a problem?
Right. I must say. He was like, I really tried to keep it contained, but I try not to go here, but I'm gonna have to choke her out. He said, don't do it to her, Wayne. I must say, hey. Dave Chappelle just saved your life. Thank him.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Robbie, you can tell somebody.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. I love your show. Robbie, go get some help.
Hey, Hey, but you know what's crazy? Like you said, there's a longer version of it.
I know. I saw that scene. Though. It was some scenes I hadn't. They didn't show on TV.
Yeah. No. I love that show. Like that Dave Chappelle show. But that's definitely one of my favorite scenes.
Right.
Skits from his show, man. Bro.
And the way Dave Chappelle was looking, he made it so believable.
Right.
He was looking like, I can't believe you. You getting money from me? Oh my goodness. That was good.
All police right. Sketch artist.
All right.
All right, Neff.
Yeah.
We need you to describe Thomas the Hitman Hearns.
Like,
as a police sketch artist, can you describe him? What does he look like?
He was a black, broad man, hard in the face.
Hard in the
face. He had hair.
You said a black man,
yeah.
Hard in the face.
Yeah, hard in the face.
All right.
They say, you know, some people say he looked like he had a hard life.
Yeah, hard life.
Yeah, he looked like he had a hard life.
Yeah, that's a wrinkles up in
here. Yeah, he, if this is...
What type
this,
of hairstyle?
Man, he had, like, the receding hairline, but receding hairline fro at one point. You know, hairline. Like the hairline was like not full. But, you know, he looked like he would, you know, hit a man hard. So hard.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Do you think they found him? Off of his description?
No, probably not, because they probably don't think that's like any black, especially if it's a white person, they think it's any black man that's 6'1", 6'2".
This is our Health is Wealth segment. We have to make a phone call. This lady we're about to call, nephew, you have to hang in here with us. She's very edgy, to say the least. Her name is Nurse Thickums.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. So we're about to give her a call, so hold on 1 second. She gonna pick up.
Hello.
Hey, Nurse Thickums.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good. You took a little while to get to the phone.
Tyrone, stop.
What is going on?
He just great. He can't get enough of Nurse.
Oh my! Wait, did I call and interrupt something?
Again.
Is that what took you so long to get to the phone, Nurse Thickum?
Don't put my business on air, baby.
Well, you just said, Tyrone.
I've been trying to get him off me.
I thought, okay. Can we get to what we supposed to get to? Because we supposed to be.
I want to talk about some warning signs for women on violence.
Okay.
All right? Because, you know, I just bust them up. But what you need to be have is awareness, alertness, avoidance, anticipation, and action.
Okay, well, wait. I got all that, but what you say you do?
I just bust them up. And if I have to, I sit on them.
All right.
So, but we're glad that you're giving the women these signs. So, how do you know that though? How do you know this?
I was raised in the hood, baby, and we had to be on edge all the time. You had to be alert.
What hood are you from?
They call it the Jets.
Call it the what?
The Jets.
Yeah. Okay, Nurse Thickums. We appreciate you for coming.
I love this show.
Do you?
Is Kim Boston there?
He had to step away for a second.
We got somebody else in the audience.
It's my nephew. His name is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
No, think of just my nephew. He has his own podcast.
Really?
As well, yes. Oh, yeah, Woo-isms.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
Woo. You all right over there, nurse?
Woo, Tyrone. Woo.
Wait, all right. Wait now. Wait,
you still got me on air?
Wait a minute now. We got,
I thought we said a goodbye.
No, I'll right. tell you what, oh, Lord. We appreciate you. Are you going to be available to do the church announcements?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, baby.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to, we thank you for your call in.
Appreciate six, you.
And you take care, Nurse Dickens.
Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Bruh.
Okay, serenity now.
Serenity now.
Research shows that two sharp inhales followed by a slow, deep exhale can quickly reduce anxiety and regulate the nervous system.
I tried that.
Did you?
Yeah, it works.
Really? Did you have an anxiety attack?
No, no. I was working out.
Okay.
And I, as I was going over that, and I read it, and I tried it, and mm-hmm. I felt differently.
Two sharp inhales,
like,
followed by a slow exhale. Okay. Wow. Okay, y'all hear a bunch of breathing, but don't, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Tiny proverb.
Tiny proverb.
Tiny proverb.
All right.
If it's not yours, don't take it.
Okay.
If it's not right, don't do it.
Okay.
If it's not true,
uh-huh.
don't say it. If you don't know, be quiet.
That is very, very wise.
Chinese proverb.
All right. African proverb. The child who is not embraced by the village will burn it down to feel the warmth. Wow. Let me read that phrase.
Oh, baby. Oh,
the
that
child
again.
Who is not embraced by the village will burn it down to feel the warmth. Golly.
That's deep.
Yeah. No, that's for real, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about the people who have caused a lot of problems in a lot of the similarities. They've been isolated, alone.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Let me ask you this. And I'm just, well, both of y'all. An orphan
mm-hmm.
or a person that's been orphaned. Correct me if I'm wrong. A synonym for orphan is abandoned.
Yes.
You just said the person that's not embraced, that's orphaned,
mm-hmm.
will turn and be a menace to the same place right. that abandoned it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the same way with the community. Watch this. That's the same way with family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If a person feels like the quote unquote black sheep,
yep.
feel orphaned, abandoned, rejected, yep. out,
yep.
or whatever, they'll turn and become a menace to that family.
There are two choices. Obviously, they could use that as fuel to be better and move on and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the petty choice and sometimes the quick choice
mm-hmm.
is, and the one that feels sometimes the best is.
That's crazy that you say it feels the best. Well, it feels like it's right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's not.
Right. Church announcements.
All right.
Okay. Eunice Chantilly will be selling barrettes after service.
Okay.
See Deacon Cosby after service for drinks and for more information.
Not while no. she's selling barrettes.
No.
And why is Deacon Cosby serving
yeah,
drinks?
I don't want none of them.
You know who Eunice
I got
said?
It. Yeah. I got it. I don't want none of them drinks.
None of them.
Look, I'm your father. Search your feelings.
Yoda.
All right.
What's on that page?
In Isaiah,
all right,
chapter 2, verse 4.
All right.
It says, "He shall judge between the nations and shall attribute for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares mm-hmm. and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore."
Mm-hmm. So this is prophetic of becoming Messiah, Jesus. Isaiah, everything in Isaiah, all the prophecy is messianic prophecies, meaning they're talking about the coming Messiah.
Right.
And what he's going to do, salvation, peace, mm-hmm. it's going to bring about peace, but not in that order. Right. Okay. He came in the flesh. He actually came with a sword the first time.
Right.
He came, I would say,
to disrupt the first time. He said, I'm dividing households. I came to divide. Mm-hmm. There's 10 in the household, 6 going to be on one side, 4 going to be, you know, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, same father against all of that. Now, this is future. So when he comes back, he's going to come back to bring peace. So the nation's not going to war no more. They're going to beat their things into plowshares. So what would have been used as a weapon would not be used as a tool to make money.
Right.
Plowshares, you plow, you make your money agriculturally.
Right.
So he's going to turn that whole thing into the benefit.
Right.
So that's prophetically talking about Jesus.
Yoda.
You do the Yoda dance. That's good. The whole book of Isaiah is good. It's it's the mini Bible.
Right.
It's got 66 chapters.
66. I learned that.
66 books of the Bible.
I knew that.
So it's the mini Bible.
Right.
Isaiah is a fire book, bro.
All right. Random 3 a.m. thoughts.
What's up, boy? This is interesting.
This guy named Salman Rushdie said these are the questions we must ask. He challenges religion a lot.
Uh-huh.
He says, where do we come from?
Uh-huh.
And now that we are here, how should we live?
Wow. So is he a Christian? Or is he a believer?
I think he's Jewish.
Okay, that don't mean nothing,
right?
Because there's Jews that say Jesus.
I'm not sure what he is, but from those few things I've seen of him just recently, he seems like he challenges religion more than anything. It wouldn't surprise me if he was an atheist.
That's why I asked.
Yeah,
because that'd give me more perspective for where his.
It wouldn't surprise me if he was an atheist. I couldn't tell you. He was in the context of that. He was challenging. The religion, all religions, and he was challenging all authority of rules that they have placed based on religion, like for you.
Right. And I guarantee you, somewhere in his life, the expectation that he had of a standard, whatever religion, it disappointed him. And so that made him step back and start challenging everything. Like, I'm disappointed now, I'm questioning you. That's what people do. That's why he's challenging, because he got disappointed.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
He believed in something once.
I just thought they were interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
When you think about it.
That is very interesting.
All right. We live in a world where funerals are more important than the deceased. Marriage is more important than love.
Yikes.
Looks are more important than the soul.
Yikes.
We live in a packaging culture that despises content. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
That's heavy.
Yeah, that is. But it's true.
It's so true.
Yeah.
The first three he called out.
Yeah.
Deep. Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact.
This is my dude. I love these.
Okay. A woman in the UK once called the police because her ice cream didn't have enough sprinkles.
Bro, don't do that. They came?
Yeah. It was a case, a real case.
But that's just like the lady one time called the police about her chicken nuggets or lack thereof, like a few years ago.
What happened?
She was like in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Right.
And I don't know if they didn't have chicken nuggets or they were taking too long to get her a chicken nugget. So she called the police in the drive-thru.
Oh my God.
People tripping, man.
Yeah. Did you know otters have a pocket in their skin to keep their favorite rock in?
No.
Yeah. Some keep the same rock their entire lives.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
You know, that's how they eat. You know, a lot of times that's how they get their food. They use a rock to break the shell open.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
That's interesting, dude. I told you.
Things that make you go,
That made me go, right there.
High heels were originally made for men.
Oh, no, bro.
The Persian cavalry used them to help prevent slipping from the stirrups.
Oh, no.
The trend spread it to Europe, where it became a status symbol for the elite.
That's why them pimps be wearing them boots with the heels. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe I'll get my heels from
and nah, listen to my bro, game. I can't.
Bro. I do mine from Frisco to Maine.
Yeah.
Nah. Bro. Nope.
All right. Coming out the tunnel.
Coming out the tunnel.
Coming out the tunnel.
We ain't done this in a while.
We haven't.
All right. Ray Lewis said there is a king and a fool living inside all of us. Find people who entertain, inspire, and motivate the king, not the fool.
Wow. Yeah. Ray Lewis is
Ray Lewis deep.
He goated, bro.
He's deep.
He's goated.
He's deep. All right. This is time, energy, and money. Everything in the world is your attitude towards it. There's an old story about a father and son, and they're watching two wolves. One is the positive wolf, mm-hmm. and one is the negative wolf. And the son asked the dad, which wolf is you think is going to win, Dad?
Say the one you feed the most.
The one you're going to feed the most.
Right. I heard that.
Right.
Right. That's a fire.
Feed your positive wolf.
Right.
That's,
right.
And you know what? As I don't want that to be cliche-ish. Just a, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want, like, that's a good principle.
Right.
But you don't want that to just be just that. You know, you just heard some, oh, that's fire, but then you don't activate it or put it to use.
Right.
It's just cliche then.
Right.
Basically, it's just bars. But no, that's life.
Apply it.
Feed your, you know.
Feed it.
The positive. Whatsoever's pure, lovely, good rapport, mm-hmm. meditate on that. Everything you come
so
up
with. So much negative. It's so much negative out here, too.
Right, know, right.
Be able to apply right. that stuff.
All right. Helpful hints.
Helpful hints.
Gratitude turns what you have into enough. Discipline turns enough into more.
Wow.
Yeah, that's deep.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Again, gratitude turns what you have into enough. Mm-hmm. If you're grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
CJ sent me this this book, and it said one of the guys was talking about mastering your mind. He said, if you can achieve it, and he said, if you can conceive it,
uh-huh.
he said, if you can believe it, then you can achieve it.
I thought that was what R. Kelly said.
Mm. R. Kelly may have said that.
Oh, okay, I was going to say it.
Right.
But, I mean, mastering your mind is...
You know I always do. I believe I can fly.
Look, he's still singing your song.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Look, that was like every fifth grade graduation.
Sing about it every song.
You had somebody going like this?
Yeah. Yeah, like...
Spread my wings
out. If you went to any crossover graduation at elementary school, yeah. like, they were singing that song, which hindsight is like, right. wow, they were singing an R. Kelly song, considering, you know, all things...
All right, this is a good one. Perception versus perspective. Who you got that?
You got
it. We're gonna run DMC it together.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll work. So what's this guy's name?
Hiroyuki Sanada.
All right, Hiroyuki Sanada. There are those who want a swimming pool in the house, while those who have one barely use it.
Those who have lost loved ones feel a deep sense of loss, while others who have them close often complain about them.
Mm.
Those who do not have a partner yearn for one, but those who have sometimes do not value their partner.
The hungry would give anything for a plate of food, while the well-fed complains about taste.
The one who doesn't have car dreams, while the one who has is always looking for a better one. The key to being grateful, look carefully at what we have and understand that somewhere someone will give everything for what you already have and don't appreciate.
Hmm. All right. This is a good, there's no way you're going to win this one.
All right.
No
come
way.
On, come on.
All right. Oh, this is a Welsh town with the longest name. It's a village in Ainsley, Wales with 58 letters.
What?
Lanfer Pulquin Gokor Skindar Swinkly
Chili. And you want me to spell that?
Chili Gogogush.
And you want me to spell that?
Yes.
Hell no.
I don't feel like Google can spell that.
No.
58 is 58 letters.
I lost.
Who would even think?
I lost.
Who says this is a great idea to name our town this?
That's, nah, bro.
They was on some different type of stuff that night.
Right.
Jeez.
All right.
All right. Word of the day.
Word of the day. Claude Pet. A silly, stupid person or blockhead. I refuse to engage a Claude Pat like you.
I got to use that.
Claude
Pat. Wait, what you call me?
Yeah, it was like, this is disrespectful.
Claude Pat.
Oh, wow.
All right.
All right, quotes of the week. Truth is treason in an empire of lies.
Wow. Wow. Mm. Wow. That's you.
All right.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here. What are you afraid of losing when nothing in this world actually belongs to you?
Mm. Wow. That's good.
You so almondy.
You so almondy. Go ahead.
Man is a soldier and life must be fought.
That's good.
Mm, that's good.
That's a good quote.
Yeah. Yes, Big Brother Almighty. Oh, this is the part of the story where the blessings start to chase you down.
Wow.
Mm.
That's, dude, where you be getting this stuff from?
Random, just random places. What you talking about, Willis? You can't have a new reality with the old mentality.
You can't.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Right? Have to change it.
Right.
Kiss My Grits.
You nephew remember that show?
No. Yeah.
Were you old enough?
You do?
Okay. I remember. I mean, I watched reruns.
Okay.
Was,
okay.
Yes,
okay.
But I remember it though.
Okay.
No one will be different from their habits and cherished thoughts.
That's heavy.
Yep. Yeah,
that's heavy.
Yeah. How about them cowgirls? Victory has a. This is actually from Jimmy Johnson. Victory has a thousand fathers, and defeat is an orphan.
I heard that. I watched Netflix.
Are you watching it?
Yeah,
it's a very good show.
Yeah, I hadn't finished it yet.
That's heavy.
But it's a very good show.
Yeah, I was like, golly, that when he said that, I said, God.
Right.
When you think about like his willingness to win.
Yes.
Yeah, that was deep.
Deep. It's all about the relationships.
All right.
It's time to start making people understand it's a privilege to be in your life.
Mm.
Yeah. What you say? Read that again. Read that again.
It's time to start making people understand it's a privilege to be in your life.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bro. I ain't gonna start.
Final drive, just Sports Jeopardy.
Come on. Come on, Dolly.
I am made of words, but can strike like a fist. I can tear down a person, leaving nothing to resist. I have no hands nor feet, but I can travel so fast. I can leave scars forever that may last. What am I?
A word. A tongue.
I want to give you another chance, my precious.
A mouth.
You want my ring?
A mouth.
Close. Keep going. You're getting there.
Tongue.
Come on.
A sentence. A word. A phrase. What is it?
Rumors.
Oh.
Oh. Wow. All right.
God, that was good. All right, y'all.
You still got it. My ring.
Never have I ever.
Okay.
All right.
You wouldn't know anything about
that. So this is
Biff.
This is our
you
Biff.
Wouldn't know anything you wouldn't, about that.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
For yes.
For yes. If you say yes, so you wouldn't know anything about that.
Or by Felicia.
By Felicia. For no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Never have I ever had a disagreement with a friend that lasted for more than a day.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything about that. Never have I ever walked away from an argument to calm down.
You wouldn't know what you're talking about. That. So put it on the still account. Tennis.
Never have I ever had to apologize first after a fight.
You wouldn't know what you're about that. Let's play some tennis.
Yeah. Never have I ever held a grudge for over a year.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, I hadn't. Yeah, that's yeah. Tiring.
Yeah.
Never have I ever said something I regretted during an argument.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
Never have I ever seen two people get into a verbal fight and had to intervene.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
But I'm stuck.
Family Feud.
All right.
All right. Name a food people give as a gift.
Cake.
Yeah, I was thinking fruitcakes.
Okay.
Yep.
Name something a cartoon character would use as a weapon that would never work in real life.
A hammer.
Dynamite.
Oh. Other than boxing, name a sport in which you would likely see a fight break out.
Hockey.
Ooh, that's good. Football.
No answers, but those are good answers. Those are good answers for your guys.
Okay. All right.
All right. Tongue twister.
All right. Let's go now.
Clashing cymbals, crashing course rushes. Crushing currents, crush, crowd, clamor, cush.
Bruh. He said, bruh.
Bruh.
All right.
All right. Would you rather?
All right.
Only one can perform at your party, Prince or Michael Jackson?
Oh, man.
I'm gonna say like, we're talking about performance, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Mike.
Performance.
Yeah, I gotta go, Mike.
But I will say that Prince was the better musician.
Yeah,
he made better music.
Mike, I get Mike.
But Prince is I would rather kick it at the house.
Yeah,
Mike ain't come to my house.
Right.
No. Oh. Mike is that one. Like, he's like, man, you finna do something weird, aren't you?
You can't come to my house.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Put it in my pocket. The pimp.
My name is Sweet T. And there was no one else in the world. I'm so cold, I'll be pimping me.
Come on, nephew.
All right. Hell yeah or hell no.
Okay.
Trump in the homeless situation.
How do y'all feel about it? What he did in D.C., obviously, he scooped up all the homeless. And
I wasn't even aware.
Oh, really?
No. Oh. Wow.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword because it's wrong to allow that to exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
Right.
To have those large areas,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
It's like, we can do better than that.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. To turn a deaf eye, as long as it's not in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the homeless has always been an issue.
Man, Jesus said the poor you're going to always have with you, man. Yeah. He said that. He said the poor you're going to always have with you, man. That's crazy.
Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website, onandoffthefieldwiththeDA.com. Hey. Nephew, we appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, bro. Episode 55, On and Off the Field.
Podcast with a purpose.
You got your own field coach.
Rest assured, this is Host Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, since 1976.
And you got the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. Nephew, again. What you want to say to the people?
Hey, man, appreciate y'all having me, man. If you want to catch some different content, catch me and my brothers from the Woolisons podcast. New content drops every Monday on all major podcasting platforms.
Boy, that's Woolisons. That is somebody else.
Yeah, you said that.
Woo! Okay, Bob Dickens.
Woo! We out.
Peace.